Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today we are celebrating the appearance in this world of Sri Vamanadev, the dwarf avatar. He appeared in the heavenly planets and he went to the bank of the Narmada in the heavenly world. Narmada, who gives pleasure, who gives joyfulness. The bank of the Narmada River and the reflection or the commemoration place or where it's actually happened on this earth also, none different from that, is the place called Bhrigu Kutch, which is presently known as Bharuch in the state of Gujarat in India. And the Narmada flows there occasionally when they open the dams. Otherwise, it's like a big lake. So I have the great fortune to time to time visit and bathe there and remember Vamanadev, the cheating dwarf. He's celebrated as a great cheater. Chalayasi Vikramane Balimadbhuta Vamana Padanaka Nira Janita Janapava Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. But his cheating had a good effect. He's connected with Ganga also, because by stretching his toe up to the edge of the universe and when pierced the universe, and Ganga came down, and also Brahma by seeing the big foot, not a dwarf's foot, a huge foot, coming past, he offered water, so that also merged, and that's Ganga. The different forms of the Lord exhibit different forms and different pastimes and different personalities, seemingly different personalities. Vamana is very different to Nrsimhadev. That's another way how Vamana cheated Bali Maharaj. I'm just presuming you all know the story, but probably some of you don't. I'll tell it afterwards. After the previous two avatars, Varaha and Narasimha, ferocious and very ferocious. It might have been thought, well, if Vishnu's going to come again, he can't get more ferocious than Narasimha. But he didn't. He came as very mild and calm Brahmin. He didn't curse. Bali Maharaj, that's the Brahmanas, when they show their Shakti, they curse. He didn't do that, but he cheated. I'm not expected of Brahmanas to cheat others. At least not in that yoga. And Nrsimhadev was so fierce and so angry and so violent and so huge and so dreadful and fearsome. But he had one quality over Vamana. At least he was straightforward. He didn't make any pretense of being anything but the enemy of Hiranyakashipu. And of course, Vamana he didn't have an attitude of enmity toward Bali Maharaj. Because Bali Maharaj didn't have an attitude of enmity toward him. So he did his work for the demigods in a roundabout way, and at the same time showed Indra and the other demigods that he likes his devotees, even if they're demons by birth, better, more than the demigods themselves. Although he's known as Indranuj, the younger brother of Indra. But he did his duty for his family. He did what he came for. And then he went to live with Bali Maharaj in the lower planets. For Bali Maharaj, what a humiliation. For how much he was humiliated, and still he offered everything without hesitation. So much humiliation and no regret and no feeling of wanting to revenge himself. He just accepted whatever Krishna does, whatever he does, it's all right, whatever you do. To be humiliated in that way. If a kshatriya is defeated in battle and even dies, that's glorious. But he was just reduced. Bali Maharaj came as a beggar. Sorry, Vamana came as a beggar, but he reduced Bali Maharaj to the position of an indigent. Nothing. Nothing left. From hero to zero in three footsteps. Sambhavitasya cha kirtir maranadeti richate. As Krishna told Arjuna, it's worse than death for someone who's been honored is to be dishonored. He was reduced to what's that word? Poverty. That's the word, simple word. Reduced to poverty. And you can imagine, just like in the boxing ring, when someone boom, bop someone and they fall on the ground, then he taunts them because they taunt each other before. You said you were going to bop me and I bopped you. So it's like that. But he completely reduced Bali Maharaj to nothing. But Bali Maharaj, he got everything. Bali Maharaj shows that better than having everything in the universe is to have nothing and to have Krishna. He demonstrated that by his willingness. He didn't. Who got such mercy? Indra got some mercy in the form of material gain, but he was nowhere near Bali Maharaj. There's so many Indras come and go. What to speak of Indras, Brahmas, so many Brahmas, Koto Chataranana Mari Mari Jaito. How many Brahmas have come and gone? How many Brahmas? So many. That story is there of Indra building his palace. He wants to, after defeating the Vritrasura. That's a big thing. In the Vedas, they make a huge thing out of this. He wants to build a big palace and show a big city and show how it's better. No one's greater than me. I am the greatest. And he's going on, and every time he has some new idea and he's driving Vishwakarma nuts because he can't get a break. He doesn't get a holiday for years, and years by demigod calculations. So eventually Vishwakarma goes to Vishnu and says, you know, this guy is too much. Won't give me a break. So Vishnu says, okay, I'll do something. So a little time later, Brahmana boy comes with Indra supervising the construction of the city. And the Brahmana just starts laughing. No. He's standing there and Indra sees him and doesn't know who he is. And then they see there's a whole huge army of ants, thousands and thousands of ants coming. Do you have those, what are they called, fire ants? You have them here. So many ants coming in waves and waves, huge numbers of ants. And the Brahmana boy just starts laughing. said, well, what are you laughing about? He said, I'm laughing because every one of them was previously an Indra. And then Indra understands, oh, okay. So then because he's just building up to show his pride, how great I am. I should have the biggest house, the biggest city. This civilization means, just like people, Srila Prabhupada noted that in America they have big tall buildings and everyone wants to imitate them. So all countries, just I saw in Malaysia when I was there in the 1980s, it was just a rubber company, it was just growing rubber, and they had some coconuts, and then they became somewhat rich with oil or some soya oil. Then they built the tallest building in the world, Petronas. Yeah, and they didn't have anything to do with it. There wasn't occupancy for the building, but they just wanted to show, we've got the tallest building. And it was the tallest for a few months, and then someone else built the tallest. And they're going on making a competition to show, we are great. So Bali Maharaj, he had conquered the whole universe. I'm going to tell the story. You all know the story very well. Actually, some of you don't, probably. Anyway, I'll tell it. But we know it very well from the Bhagavatam. When you've been around 2 or 3 years, you'll know it very well. I'll tell the story. We all know the story from the Bhagavatam. And as is common, the story is also told in other Puranas. Practically every story in the Bhagavatam is in other Puranas, Mahabharata, everything, Ramayana, with some differences, and often with more detail also, because Bhagavatam sums everything up. So from the Vamana Purana, where else might you expect, the pastimes of Vamana Dev are described. Here we have Romaharshana Sutta speaking with sages, and he told them, or in the discussion it came out, that even after the death of Hiranyakashipu, the demons were very powerful. Then Prahlad was in charge, and then came Virochana. Prahlad, he was, what is that? Prahlad, what is that? Daityanam, Daityanam, Prahladascha. What is that? Prahladaschasmi Daityanam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, among the Daityas, the son of Diti, I am Prahlada. But he was a devotee, but he was a demon also. He was a Daitya, which is generally translated as demon, because they generally are demons, but Prahlad was a devotee. But still, as the king of the demons, he had to act as the king of the demons. And Virochana, his son, wasn't a devotee at all. He was a full-on demon. And next came Bali. And Indra also killed Virochana by trickery. It was actually to be tricked by that is in a roundabout way, it is honorable also, because it means that your opponent can't face you straightforwardly in battle and kill you. So Indra came as a Brahmin and said, I'd like to beg something from you. Yeah, what do you want? Give me your head. So he cut it off, and that was the end of Virochana. So next was Bali Maharaj, and the demons were in control. The demigods were thrown out, and the demons spread all over. They got the idea that Shukracharya, he's their guru, so he engaged them in performing Vedic sacrifices and following the Vedic principles for the sake of getting power. You can follow the Vedic principles and become elevated and go back home, back to Godhead, or you can become extremely materialistic. And we find that in Christianity also, some people follow for the sake of worshipping God. That's quite rare these days, just for the sake of God. But there are many churches which say you just worship and you, by the grace of Jesus, you'll get rich. Prosperity church. Prosperity gospel. And then in Latin America, that was very prominent, and the liberation gospel, that Jesus was up for the poor people. So Marxism goes very well with Christianity. You just have to leave out all the atheism. So, but that was very influential in Latin America. Yeah. So many people got killed on because of that. The governments didn't like it. So the demons became even more adept in following the Vedic rituals than the demigods, because they give power. We know also we have Indrajit, the son of Ravana, who's expert. Ravana himself, Brahmana. We have in the Atharva Veda so many rituals for conquering over enemies, and black magic, and all kinds of things. So the demons were performing their religious duties, and at least superficially, the four legs of dharma, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness, they were established. One leg of a dharma was somewhat prominent, and as somewhat prominent. Inasmuch as the demons were powerful, so that goes against the whole principle of dharma, the proper order of the universe. It's something like we chant in the morning, Nam no baladyasya hi papa buddhihi, that you become a demon by doing wrong things, and then you think, okay, but I can become powerful by doing right things. But they don't do the right things for the sake of Vishnu. At least the demigods understand that we should be worshipping Vishnu. But the demons have no such motive. By definition, they are against Vishnu. Vishnu bhakta smrito daiva asuryas tadviparyayaha. By definition, the demigods or the devas or the godly people are those who worship Vishnu, and the demons are those who are against. So the demons were taking the Vedic rituals and extracting what they could, getting the power from doing that, but they didn't recognize Vishnu. So that's untruthfulness. Bali became the king of the demons. They're all satisfied with that. That's the law of, what's that word called? When the sun takes over. Srila Prabhupada used that word. I can't remember it just now.
Ascending the throne.
Yeah. There's a word for it which I can't remember.
Nepotism?
No, not nepotism. Nepotism is when that's misused. It begins with H. No. It's on the tip of my tongue, but it's not coming. In America, you wouldn't know, would you? Is America's against all that kind of thing? No. You're looking it up. If you look up succession, it's. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It just means the son becomes the next ruler. And then his son becomes the next ruler. The oldest son, generally, yeah. That's the rule. So Bali defeated Indra, and Lakshmi, she entered the body of Bali. Well, Bali's in the body of Bill Gates, right? Sorry. Lakshmi's in the body of Bill Gates. He's got money, right? At least something resembling money. It's not the Vedic understanding of money. Or wealth. Wealth in the Vedic understanding is Gavayo Dhanavan, Dhanyavan Dhanavan, who is cows and grains. They're considered wealthy. But in the modern age, if you have something in a computer which is supposed to be more than what someone else has got in a computer, that's considered wealth. And it is convertible into things like land and buildings, but otherwise land, grains, cows, gold, jewels, that's considered wealth. But Lakshmi entered, but not Narayana. So to take Lakshmi without Narayana, that's the demons like that. So with Lakshmi, all the goddesses came, and that means Lakshmi, Saraswati, Shri, learning, beauty, all these things. He became full of qualities and achieved tremendous wealth. You know, qualities, yeah, people have qualities, but without Krishna consciousness, it is harava bhaktasya kuto mahan guna. People may have good qualities, but without devotion to Krishna, they're not great qualities, they're superficial. So, there's no need for Indra anymore, right? That's what Hiranyakashipu had already done that. He said, you don't need demigods, whatever they're doing, I'll do it. I'll see that there's light and there's heat and there's water. And so Hiranyakashipu just took it all over himself. He was so powerful. So Indra, having nothing to do and nowhere to go, he went to the top of Sumeru Mountain and went to his mother. What do? When you're really down and out, and you're big, proud Indra sitting on the throne. But when anyone gets really down and out, you go to your mama. He threw me out. Then Aditi could understand that only Narayan could help. So she sent Indra along with all the demigods, they're all sons of Aditi, to Kashyapa, the husband of Aditi, and also the husband of Diti. So the Adityas, the demigods, and the Daityas, the demons, they're cousins. But it's a long-standing family feud. So they went to Kashyap, offered their obeisances. Then he sent them to Brahma in Brahmaloka. And then he sent them, you two, you go and pray to Vishnu. He's the actual creator of the universe. I'm the sub-creator. I'm the engineer, but he's the one from whom it all comes. And he will undoubtedly give you assurance. He will tell you that he will accept the prayers of Kashyap and Aditi and fulfill their desire by appearing as their son. So Brahma could already see. So they left Brahma and going through, because Kashyap, he's a rishi, so he lives far away from all the civilized society, or all the big opulent, the demigods and the demons, they're fighting over opulence, but he lives deep, deep in the forests, and the demigods with great difficulty had to cross various oceans and mountains and rivers and forests, and they came to his ashram, to the place known as Amrita, place of nectar. So Kashyapa Rishi, after hearing their request, he undertook a vow which lasted for thousands of years, and the demigods also had to do that. And then Kashyapa recited Vedic mantras for the pleasure of Narayana and to fulfill his wife's desire to have a son. So it's different to the way that the daityas were born, because Diti importuned Kashyap, "I want a son right now." And he said, "No, just wait, it's the wrong time. No, I want right now." So without, it's vidhihinam ashrishtanam. What, how is that? Mantrahinam adakshinam yagyam virahitam daksyam tamasam. I can't remember exactly, but they performed the activity, the sexual activity, which is supposed to be a religious activity, but without the proper method, vidhihinam ashrishtanam, without following all the religious procedures. And therefore the demons were born. But with aditi, they perform all, you have to prepare the mind, prepare the consciousness, ask the Supreme Lord, and then engage in that sexual activity, and then a good child will be born. So Mother Aditi, so Kashyap along with her went to their ashram in Kurukshetra. There's a lot about Kurukshetra in the Vamana Purana. In the forest there. At that time there was forests. And then Mother Aditi herself performed austerities for 10,000 years. It's not just an ordinary thing that you get the Supreme Lord born as your son, even if you're so great as Kashyap and Aditi. So then Vasudev was very pleased and appeared before her and asked her what she wanted, knowing very well. And Aditi said that her son Indra had lost the kingdom of heaven and want you to help. So the Supreme Lord said, "Yes, okay, tatastu." And then he said, "I'll fulfill your desire by appearing as your son." So Aditi, taking the seed of Kashyap, became pregnant, and then specifically says Krishna appeared in her womb, and then just by entering her womb immediately, the prowess of the demons became diminished. It's just like you might suddenly feel, or maybe you wake up one morning and just feel, so weak, what happened? So in the same way, just by his presence, there is all auspiciousness, which means all inauspiciousness for the demons. And Bali Maharaj became, he felt is just powerless. What's going on? I feel like I'm just burned, all my strength has been burned out, or just like, what happened? I get cursed by a Brahmana? So he asked his grandfather, Prahlad. His father was already dead. Prahlad was there. Prahlad said, something's going on. Something's going on. This is not, how could it happen? Otherwise, you're protected by the mantras of the Brahmanas, and you've been performing so many Vedic ceremonies, and we'll have to think about this. I can't say. So he went into meditation, and then he realized that Vishnu had appeared in the womb of Aditi in the form of Vamana, and even before he appeared from the womb, he had taken the splendor of the demons away, because he gives and he takes. The demon, that's the difference between the demigods and the demons. The demigods recognize that whatever, they're materialistic, but they recognize that whatever we have, it's by the grace of Lord Vishnu. Whereas the demons think It's all me. Ardyo bijanavanasmi konyosti sadrisham maya yakshe dasyami modisya ityagyana vimohitaha. They think Ishvaro hum hum me Ishvaro hum Ishvaro hum hum bhogi siddho hum balavan suki. I am the controller. I'm perfect. I'm powerful. I am happy. who's as great as me? I'm surrounded by all my relatives, aristocracy. And my enemies, I've killed them and I'll kill the rest of them too. I'll do some yajnas. I'll give charity. And this way I'll rejoice. And this way they're overcome by illusion, bewilderment, thinking I'm so great. So Bali Maharaj, this is the reason. And Prahlad told him, and he said, "It's Sri Hari Vishnu has taken away your strength." And he said, Bali said, "Well, who is this Sri Hari? Because the demons, they don't talk about him. They don't talk about him. Shukracharya didn't." He trained Bali Maharaj well in all the Vedic processes, just minus one thing, Krishna consciousness, which is the whole point. He said, "Who is this? Who is this? Why are you making such a big thing out of it? We're the demons, right? We're the daityas. We have hundreds and thousands of powerful daityas, and you're talking about this Vishnu, Vasudeva, Hari, Krishna, but I look at the demons are with me. He can't be powerful enough even to stand up to even one of them." That's what he thought. He was a demon. Prahlad became angry. And he said, "Ah, you think like that? I curse you. You'll be destroyed." Actually, by thinking like that, he's already destroyed. He said, the protector of the very situation of this material world, which you think you're enjoying, it exists because he maintains it and protects it. So, curse. You lose your kingdom. You'll lose your kingdom in a short time. So anyway, it wasn't Vamana. It was already by Prahlad's curse. So Bali, "Oh, what did I do? I mean, that's what, if someone says, oh, look, there's a big strong, he's there, they're Kshatriyas and they're fighters, and someone says, hey, look, there's a big powerful enemy," say, "Hey, who's that? They're nothing compared to us. Let them come, we'll defeat them." That's how Kshatriyas think, and they brag among each other. So I thought, "What did I do? What did I do?" And Prahlad, he's my grandfather. He loves me so much. And he just cursed me to lose everything. Wow. He fell down at the feet of Bali Maharaj. And said, What did I do? What did I do? Forgive me. And Prahlad said, "Yeah, I became angry. I cursed you. And my curse, it'll have to happen. So what do you do? What do you do when bad things happen? Take shelter of Vishnu. He'll save you. But wait a minute, he's going to take everything away from me. Well, I'm not sure how it's going to work out, but that's the formula. When you're in trouble, go to Vishnu." Okay. So then Vishnu. Govinda was born in the form of a dwarf, Vamana. And immediately everything, the whole situation, the whole universe became very pleasing, the whole atmosphere of auspiciousness, just opposite to what atmosphere we have in the world today. We can just feel everything's all wrong, and you don't really expect things to go well, or things to be good, or things to be nice. And if you see the news, you don't expect anything good. It's just all bad. But when Vishnu appears, then everything becomes auspicious. So when Vamana Deva was born, Lord Brahma did his birth rituals and did the other sanskaras, offered many prayers to the Lord, just summarizing it now. And then Vamanadeva said that he told Brahma that, okay, I came. I said you called for me. I said I'd come. And I told the demigods, I told you, Brahma, I told demigods, and then Aditi, that Indra would come back to the position as of the ruler of the universe. Then at the sacred thread ceremony, he got his Brahmana thread, Upanayanam, Vamanadeva. So just like in the Bhagavatam, it's described different personalities gave him different objects. It's a little different in Vamana Purana. Brahma gave him the skin of a black antelope, the black antelope, that's called the Krishna Mriga. So he gave him that skin, the black skin. Black deer. Brihaspati gave him the sacred thread, the guru of the demigods. So Vamana appeared as a demigod. Marichi gave him the rod of a brahmachari. Vashishta gave him a kamandala, a water pot. And Angira gave him this belt made of kusha grass. Pulaha gave him an asan for sitting on. Pulastra gave him cloth, brahmachari cloth. And then after being worshipped by the demigods, Vamanadeva with matted hair, it's described he had matted hair, jata, holding his rod and his water pot with his umbrella. You always see him with his umbrella, not the kind of umbrella you have nowadays where you flip it up, but it's made of cane like this. It doesn't fold up. Yeah. As always, you see Vamana in the iconography with his umbrella. So he set off walking toward the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. And as he was walking, the earth became very happy, and she started trembling. That means there were earthquakes, so you might, earth tremors. You might think, well, that's very inauspicious when there is an earthquake. But the earth, that Vamana, my husband's come again. She's been separated from him for a long time, and she's very happy. So she's trembling in ecstasy. So that's the earth tremors. And Ananta was there, shading the Lord. So by seeing Lord Vamanadeva, fear of snakes dissipates. So that's another. In snake lands, you have to know what to do about snakes. Right? There. By remembering Garuda, the snakes go away. In here you don't have snake problems, but in much of the world, India, there's so many snakes all over the country. You don't see in the cities, but in the tropical climates, there'll be so many snakes. By remembering Kaliya Leela, one is delivered from snake, fear of snakes, and by seeing Lord Vamanadeva. So the earth was trembling. And Bali Maharaj as Shukracharya. And is expected to know. And he's the guru of the demons, so they're ruling over the universe. The brahmanas, they're expected to be so knowledgeable. If there's an earth tremor, then you might ask some geologist or meteorologist or whatever. But the brahmanas, they're supposed to know all the subjects. And, well, especially a topmost brahmana like this, they can advise on anything. Although generally they'll be experts, at least in Kali Yuga, they'll be experts in different fields, as we have in the universities now. There'll be different departments. Shukra said, the cause of the universe, the eternal supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Hari has appeared in the home of Kashyapa in the form of a dwarf Brahmana, Vamana. He will come. He's coming here. He's on his way here. Coming to your sacrifice. He was performing sacrifices on the bank of the Narmada. And the earth is shaking because of his feet. What, a dwarf? Yeah, there's no ordinary dwarf. So Bali Maharaj saw himself very fortunate. Oh, the Supreme Lord's coming to my sacrifice. I'll be able to see him. Wow, what should I do? What, the Supreme Lord's coming. What do I do? What do I do? He was very excited and happy, but Shukra said, "You're the king of the demons, right? You conquered over all the worlds, but actually the demigods are supposed to enjoy the offerings of the yajna, but you made the demons the enjoyers. So Lord Sri Hari, dharma samsthapana arthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He's come to restore order in the universe, to make things proper. He himself maintains the universe, and the universe will go on, but he has to fulfill the desires of the demigods. That's what he does. Indrari vyakulam lokam radayanti yuge yuge. Whenever the enemies of Indra, that means us, when we disturb the situation, he advents himself again and again. So, he's coming as a brahmana, which means when a brahmana comes to a kshatriya performing a yajna, then he comes to beg something. That's the way, that's the Vedic injunction, or the kshatriya should offer him something. So whatever he'll do, he'll ask something from you. Obviously he's come to ask something from you, but what he asks will be for the welfare of the demigods. So what he asks you for, don't give him. Tell him straightforwardly, sorry. And Bali said, well, wait a minute, I can't do that. You yourself taught me that I can't refuse the brahmanas. Even if an ordinary person comes, or an ordinary brahmana, I'll never say no. And if the Supreme Lord himself comes to me asking for something, how can I refuse him? I can give up my life, that's better than refusing him. And it's you taught me all this, the glories of giving in charity, and what benefit you get from it, and now you're saying something else. What's going on here? So don't stop me from giving charity. So he gloriously opposed his guru at this point. And then before any more talk, before they could go on more, Vamanadeva appeared along with Brihaspati and the other demigods. So Brihaspati and Shukra, they are Brahmins, but they're heads of different camps. So they're rivals. Now Shukra gets a mention in the Bhagavad Gita. So then Bali said to Shukra, Lord Hari himself has come, so he'll ask what he wants, and he should ask whatever he wants. The demons, who are all very powerful, but as soon as Vamanadeva entered, they all looked just like nothing. They were so splendid, decked out, and very strong and powerful. And Vamanadeva came just by his luster. He reduced their prestige. However, there were great sages present in that sacrificial arena. Vashishta, Vishwamitra, Garga, and so many others. They became very happy, and they became enhanced. Their luster became enhanced by seeing Vamana. Vamana praised the yajna. Oh, very nice. You organized it very well. Beautiful arrangement. So many, everything's done very perfectly. He praised the yajna arrangement and the yajna performers, the yajniks, the Brahmins who are performing the ceremony, and And they also, yes, thank you. We're grateful for your appreciation. Then Bali Maharaj, feelings of great devotion rising in his heart, worshipped Govinda, Vamana, by washing his feet with water and saying, "Oh, best of men, ask whatever you want. What do you want? You want gold, jewels, elephants, cows, buffaloes, cloth, ornaments, wives, silver, copper? Do you want the whole earth? What do you want?" And Vamanadev, smiling but grave, said, "Just 3 steps of land, measured by my own step." He's a dwarf. "Just 3 steps of land will be enough. All those other things, you can give them to someone else, but I just want 3. That will be sufficient for me." And Bali Maharaj said, no, that won't be enough. You should take a few thousand steps at least." But Vamanadeva said, no, just 3 steps of land. "I don't want to be greedy. I'm a brahmana." And so Bali, you say, "You're just an inexperienced boy. It won't be enough for you. So you take what you need. Anyone who takes charity from me should never have to come back or go to anyone else for anything else. I should give you enough." But Bali Maharaj insisted, "No, you should just be satisfied with what you need and not take more." So okay. So Bali Maharaj then took water in his hand, this is the system, and made the sankalpa, the vow. "All right, I grant you 3 steps of land measured by your own footstep." He's looking down at him, and all of a sudden, "Oh, what happened?" And Shukracharya said, I told you. I don't have any mantras to offset this. There are no, if it was some mystic yogi, I could have done something, but it's Vishnu. I can't, the mantras don't work against him. There's nothing to do. And I can't perform any yajna because to offset this, because he's the master of all the yajnas, so. Shukra's feeling unhappy because he's the ruler of he's the guru of the demons, and Vamana is the eternal enemy of the demon. That's how they see him. Actually, he's the best friend of them, but they see him as their enemy. So Vamanadev, in huge form, and just looking up and up and up, and how far can you see? Just going up and up and up. And it's greatly dazzling form. And then they say, "Oh." And the demons started to think of themselves just like insects. And him like a fire that they had to enter. So he covered lower planetary systems, one step, upper planetary systems, and he's spreading out his arms also to cover everything. So, there you go. He said, "Okay, you said you're going to, you were so proud and you wanted me to take more, and you said 3 steps of land you'd give me, but I covered everything that you own in the whole universe in 2 steps. So what's with your boasting? You can't even give me 3 steps of land. I covered everything you have. So you know this then." And Bali said, "Well, I didn't give myself yet. So put your foot on my head." And this way, this is real Atma Samarpana, Atma Nivedan, giving yourself to him. You give everything you have, and then with nothing left, give yourself. Actually, the devotees do it around the other way. They give themselves, and whatever they might think goes along with it. But for the demons, or for the imperfect devotees, they want to patram pushpam, you give something. Actually, give fruit, flower, leaf, water, but actually what he's looking for is you give yourself. That's what he's looking for. So, in this way, the demons were defeated. Indra got back the rulership of the three worlds. Indra was very happy. And Bali Maharaj was given the region below the earth, which might seem like a consolation prize at best. But he told Vishnu, told Bali, that you see, you wanted to be Indra. You want to take the post of Indra, but you're not really supposed, it's not, demons are not supposed to rule the universe. So, okay, I'll make you Indra, but not now, because this guy's here. And you know, he's, let him be there, and next time around, you can become Indra. I've given back to him, but now you stay in the lower regions, but I'll make that lower region of the universe better than the place that Indra has. So you're not the loser. He gave the win-win situation, right? Indra, you got what you want, and Bali, I'll give you something better, which Indra couldn't have imagined. And I'll also go with you. But Bali Maharaj said, okay, all right, thanks. But my real wish is that I never forget you. So I said, okay, well, never forget me. Well, I'll go with you. He gave the kingdom of the three worlds to Bali Maharaj. Vamana Purana says, those who hear this pastime of Bali and Vamanadev, those who have lost a kingdom will retrieve it. Those who become deprived of their objective will also achieve it. So, how to get things in this world? Remember Bali and Vamana. Brahmanas will acquire knowledge of the absolute truth. Kshatriyas will become expert in conquering the earth, and Vaishyas will get more money. Shudras will get happiness and good fortune, and anyone who hears this will be delivered from all sins. I took this from a book by Bhakti Ballabh Tirtha Maharaj. He made a book on the Dashavatar. Bhakti Balati, you probably don't know. I had the good fortune to have his darshan a few times. He passed away a few years ago. Today is also the appearance day of Jiva Goswami, but every year I speak on Vamana. I think next year you can remind me to speak on Jiva Goswami instead. I like this Vamana Leela, I must say. Now, to finish off this session, we can sing Dashavatar Stotram. You can get that on your phones, or you want to put it up there? Okay. And I'll get my songbook. You can find it on your phone. The first word is Pralayapayodhi. Pralayapayodhi jale dhrtavana sivedam bihita vahitra charitram akhedam. Pralaya. Bihita. Keshava dhritta meena sharira jai jagadisha hare, jai jagadisha hare, jai jagadisha hare. Shitireha vipulatare tishtati tava prishte dharani dharana kirna chakra garishte. Keshavadhritta kurma sharira jai jagadisha hare, jai jagadisha hare, jai jagadisha hare. Vasati dashana shikare tarani tavalagna shashini kalanka kaleva nimagna. Keshavadhritta Shukara Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Tavakara kamalavare nakamad bhuta shringam dalita hiranyakashipu tanubhringam. Keshavadhritta Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Chalayasi vikramane balimad bhuta vamana padanaka nira janita janapavana. Keshavadhritta Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Chalayasi vikramane balimad bhuta vamana padanaka nira janita janapavana. Keshavadhritta Vamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Chalayasi Vikramane Balimadhutavamana Padanakanira Janita Janapavana. Keshava Dhita Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Kshatriya Rudhira Maye Jagadapagata Papam Snapayasi Payasi Shamita Bhavatapam. Keshavadhritta Bhrigupati Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Vitarasi Dikshurane Digpati Kamaniyam Dashamukha Mauli Balim Ramaniyam. Keshavadhritta Rama Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Vahasiva Pushi Vishade Vasanangaladabham Halati Bhiti Milita Yamunabham. Halati Keshavadhritta Haladhara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Nindasi yagya vidheraha shuti jatam sadaya hridaya darshita pashughatam. Keshavadhritta buddha sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Mlacha nivaha nidhane kalayasi karavala dhumakita mivam kemapi karalam. Keshavadhita Kalki Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Sri Jaya Deva Kaveri Damudita Mudaram Shrinu Sukhadam Shubhadam Bhavasaram. Keshavadhrita Dashavidharupa Jai Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jai Jagadisha Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare Shri Vamande Bhagavan Ki Jai. Shri Vamana Dwadashi Ki Jai. Shri Bali Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaura Premanande Hare Bol.
Bhakti Ka Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.